It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Speaking of professionals. Hello, Dr. Maria Walls. How are you?
Well, Mikey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Tip top.
Great,
tip
great,
top
great,
this
great.
Morning.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, how do you know when you've broken your hamstring?
Oh,
it's quite painful, apparently.
Just when one leg's kind of like sagging.
Gee, when one leg's just looking like a like an old fish hanging there, or a wet stocking. Is that would that be that might be my hammy?
A wet stocking. That's a good description.
I could have said wet pantyhose, but that's not really modern, is it?
It's not, and you know, no. I'm not sure that you know.
Could have said nylons, and that would be just after the war.
It would be. Do you think you'd suit them?
I just draw a line at my leg. Anyway, ladies, let's get back onto chatting about what we're chatting about, DVDs.
DVDs. Michael Winterbottom, of course, is Michael Winterbottom surname.
From the Winterbottoms.
I assume that it actually means like the bottom of a pasture. Winter bottom, you know, like because long bottom is the bottom of like, you know, an estate.
Get out.
Yeah. So.
Stop it.
You know, like in Renaissance.
Doctor, doctor.
In Renaissance paintings.
Any other facts?
Yeah. Well, you know, in Renaissance paintings, you look down over a landscape because it helps you to feel more powerful and more assured. Like being at the top of the stairs.
I remember learning that. 3 years.
It's psychological. Yeah. So you know, feeling of well-being, feeling of utopia. Winter bottom, I suppose, is just looking down on your, you know, your fields. And seeing them in the winter. Isn't that nice? Anyway, he's a director, and this is nothing to do with a trip to Spain.
You know what? He probably never thought about that. He's never put some thought into it. And if he had, he might have found something quite interesting.
He might have.
I found that quite interesting. Thank you very much.
No worries. And he did, of course, 24-Hour Party People, Wonderland, Welcome to Sarajevo.
He's certainly got a good relationship with Steve Coogan, doesn't he?
This is what we're talking about. Thank you, Sarah, for introducing that
idea.
Sorry,
did I jump your gun?
It's absolutely wonderful. No, I would hate to introduce the title.
Oh, sorry, go ahead, please.
No, that's okay.
I'd hate to have a bad relationship. Imagine working on a movie with Steve Coogan and you had a bad relationship with him.
He'd be pretty funny to deal with.
We're talking about this because he's in this movie that we're talking about, so this DVD that we're talking about today.
He's being his sort of 50-something self, and it's all improvised. In fact, Michael Winterbottom did a series of about six, I think, trips.
I watched it last night. I watched it the other night, the Spain one, and I didn't know it was improvised until now. I thought it was.
See, it's just workshopping, and that's what makes it so great.
They give them kind of ask-fors. They're like, hey, your girlfriend is calling you on the phone. How would you react? How would you react when you were watching that?
It's like a big game of theatre sports.
Yeah, scenario.
It's a bit more cooler than that. not the theatre sports is cool.
They're both so great and so used to behaving in that atmosphere. And it is both... Sorry, all three movies were originally six-part series on BBC.
Sure.
And then they re-edit them and take a little bit out so they can be played cinematically.
Beautiful.
I love my Coogan.
Yeah, same here.
I'm not going to say anything here. This is too highbrow for me. I'm just going to sit in the corner.
You love them, though.
I love Rob Brydon.
You know, we were supposed to go and see A Trip to Spain when it came out at the cinema, and it didn't happen. But you know, now the DVD's arrived.
Brilliant.
A Trip to Spain is based around, well, the whole series of, you know, trips are based around food, gourmet food, and the discussions that happen between Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon, who you might know from Black Books. And
lovely self-depreciating actor.
So, isn't he? And together they just have this conversation
He's Welsh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gavin and Stacey was in as well.
Yeah. That's phenomenal. Right. That's phenomenal.
Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah, it was a good series.
He's also regular on British panel shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Familiar face and just his humour. Wonderful. Anyway, when they go to Spain to Michelin starred restaurants, etc., they talk very little about the food, which is wonderful. And we bump into quite a few people, you know, Roger Moore.
Oh, wow, really?
007, Michael Caine, Mick Jagger.
They bump into Roger Moore after all that Roger Mooring.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them is them sitting in these amazing restaurants just peacocking and trying to do better impressions.
Just kind of one-upmanship.
Michael Caine. Do they do a Michael Caine impersonation too? Michael
Can you
Caine?
Do one?
I think they do.
Rob?
Me?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah,
all you have to do is blow the bloody doors up.
This film is kind of like a take on Don Quixote. Just
really?
Saying. Yeah.
I can totally see that.
It's pretty funny. It's had mixed reviews, and I just like the fact that it's really freeform and it's not so constricted or made into a film. It lacks stereotypes, really. And people get to play and eat food and travel to Spain and be silly and be middle-aged and, you know, slightly concerned about that.
Isn't Steve Coogan the way that he went from Alan Partridge, who was such a
he was such a
character, and he sort of de-charactered over time, and now he's just this guy. You know, guy.
There's still traces.
Absolute traces. There's still a kind of nastiness and an arrogance to him.
No but,
like,
shit.
An impotent nastiness. You know what I mean? Which is so Alan Partridge.
Look at you rubbing your hands together, Maria. Well, clapping and rubbing and excitement.
Loving Sarah's description.
Impotent arrogance.
A couple of white guys go to Spain, eat food, and talk about other things.
Just be typically English abroad. No offence, Rob.
I've been to Spain, mate. I know it's like San Borges, bites of San Miguel. Can't you speak English or what, John?
Uela Beach. Hey, this movie's fairly recent, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It came out, I think, at the end of 2016.
Right, and we got a copy for a lucky listener.
A very lucky listener.
I reckon it'd probably make a good Christmas present, right?
Yeah, I think so, because it could actually be, you know, applicable to quite a range of people.
Watch it yourself first, though.
Yeah, totally. Just don't scratch it.
Remember your family who likes wine and food and then just...
Banter.
Men being a certain age over the top of it.
And then you can follow it up, of course, with...
You can certainly say women being a certain age together over the top of wine and food. In fact, there are probably quite a few movies about it.
Makes me think of that crazy. Who's that crazy chef we've got here? Is it Annabelle?
Oh, it's Annabelle Langbein.
We might get into trouble for saying this, but you know, like her show. You know how she just, you know, she's in Queenstown or somewhere. That one. And she just pops out to get some free range eggs locally. But being a mainlander, we know that she's driving for like freaking miles to get these eggs. So
if I behave like that on the TV, what would people be branding me? Do you think? Look, he's off his tits, they'd be saying. He's off his tits, or he's got some injury of the head. Probably off his tits. She just gets away with it because she shushes up a salad. And
chefs have got to have their thing, right? Gordon Ramsay's a jerk. Jamie Oliver cries
Gordon Ramsay's
over
a jerk unless he's cooking with his kids. He's really cute. It's really cute watching him cook with his kids. Because he doesn't swear at them.
Someone just texts in saying, thank you, Rob, for a Michael Caine reference from a great movie.
Brilliant. Thank you. It's all
right. Someone else saying that there's a clip on YouTube of Michael Caine doing a Michael Caine impression. That could be the new thing. That's like a double selfie. Put out the spinnaker on a selfie and get cracking.
Meta.
Yeah. So how are we going to give it away, Maria? What are we going to do?
Someone should absolutely come and have a little bit of a rant on the radio about, you know, food or something completely different.
All right, 309-3879. If you've got something that really you can drone on about for a couple of minutes, that'd be some good radio there. Let's have a listen, shall we? 309-3879. Win yourself a copy of the DVD. Do you want to do that?
It's pretty good. Good Christmas present.
Yeah. People get embarrassed though, droning on. You know, there's only space for so many of us to do it.
Can anyone do a Michael Caine impersonation that's not blow the bloody doors off?
I think they all sound the same. It's quite good in Batman.
It's quite good in Batman.
Have you seen a movie? Is it Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Heavy movie. It's a. He's just a gentleman living in some council flats there. A few of those hoodie crowd teenagers there.
I love the bit with the concrete.
Yes.
Out of context.
Hey, hey, hey. BFM, good morning.
Hello, my name is Michael Caine. Hey!
We have a winner.
Imagine if Michael Caine rang up telling us that there's a YouTube video of Michael Caine doing Michael Caine impersonation.
Mirror within mirror.
Wow.
Well, congratulations, Michael. You've won.
Thank you.
You've won
the DVD. My name is Michael, but not Caine.
Is your name really Michael? See, that's semi-meta.
Yeah.
Semi-meta.
Okay.
It's wheels within wheels this morning.
We're really impressing ourselves with the cheapest little gimmicks today, aren't we? I'll take the blame for that. All right. Hey, where are you calling from, friend?
Calling from the Albert.
Oh, the Albert. You're right in the guts of the central city, aren't you? You're doing your Christmas shopping. You're at work. What's going on?
On the way to work, yeah.
Oh, good God.
As a caterer, so that's appropriate as well.
You're a caterer? Wow, so you make a lot of people out like Jesus. He was a caterer in a sense.
Yeah,
wasn't he?
Those misses, yeah.
Funny you're talking about Jesus. His birthday coming up soon.
Is it really?
Is it really? I mean, what is he?
Jesus was a Pisces.
Jesus was a brand.
He was a
wasn't
Pisces.
He?
Wow.
Yeah, he dawned the age of Pisces, but we're now in Aquarius. So. The 25th of December is like
how does the zodiac meld with the Christian church there?
Well, it's possible that the Christian church is kind of like this giant thief of other people's festivals.
Yeah, really? What have they ever done to suggest that?
What have they ever done not to?
Thanks, caller. All the best.
All the best.
All the best. Stay there. We'll get your details. Maria, thank you. Thank you to you for coming in. Are you going to join us again next week?
Actually, I think Clayton's in next week.
That'll be a fa-la-la-la-la to you and the pa-ra-pa-pum-pum and a silent night, a holy night, and a come all you faithful.
That sure will be.
Joyful and triumphant.
Oh, wow.
Come ye to Bethlehem. No, thanks.
No, come to Jerusalem. It's the new capital.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got to go.